The next actions lists. So where do all your action reminders go? On next actions lists, which, along with the calendar, are at the heart of daily action management organization. Any longer than 2-minute, non-delegatable action you have identified needs to be tracked somewhere. Call Jim Smith re-budget meeting, or phone Rachel and Laura's moms about sleepaway camp, and draft ideas re the annual sales conference, are all the kind of action reminders that need to be kept in appropriate lists or buckets to be assessed as options for what we will do at any point in time. If you only have 20 or 30 of these, it might be fine to keep them all on one list labeled Next Actions, which you'll review whenever you have any free time. For most of us, however, the number is more likely to be 50 to 150. In that case, it makes sense to subdivide your Next Actions list into categories such as calls to make when you're at a phone or project head questions to be asked at your weekly briefing. Non-actionable items. No action systems fall into three categories: trash, incubation, and reference. Trash should be self-evident. Throw away anything that has no potential future action or reference value. There are two other groups of things besides trash that require no immediate action, but this stuff you will want to keep. Say you pick up something from a memo or read an email that gives you an idea for a project you might want to do someday, but not now. For example, a brochure arrives in the mail for the upcoming season of your local symphony. On a quick browse, you see that the program that really interests you is still 4 months away, too distant for you to move on it yet. What should you do about that? There are two kinds of incubate systems that could work for this kind of thing: someday maybe lists and a tickler file. It can be useful and inspiring to maintain an ongoing list of things you might want to do at some point, but not now. These would be someday maybe lists. A typical partial someday maybe list might include get a bass fishing boat, learn Spanish, take a watercolor class. You'll probably have some subcategories in your master someday maybe list, such as videos to rent, books to read, things to do with the kids. You must review this list periodically if you're going to get the most value from it. I suggest you include a scan of the contents in your weekly review. The tickler file is something also referred to as a suspended or follow-on file. This is a system that allows you to almost literally mail something to yourself for receipt on some designated day in the future. A three-dimensional version of a calendar, it allows you to hold physical reminders of things that you want to see or remember, not now, but in the future. To set up a tickler file, you need 43 folders, 31 daily files labeled 1 through 31, and 12 more labeled with the names of the months of the year. The daily files are kept in front, beginning with the file for tomorrow's date. If today is October 5th, then the first file would be 6. The succeeding daily files represent the days for the rest of the month, 6 through 31. Behind the 31 file is the monthly file for the next month, which would be November. And behind that are the daily files 1 through 5. Following that are the rest of the monthly files, December through October. The next daily file is emptied into your in-basket every day, and then the folder is refiled at the back of the dailies, at which point, instead of October 6, it represents November 6. In the same way, when the next monthly file reaches the front, on October 31, after you empty the daily file, the November file will be the next one, with the daily files 1 through 31 behind it. It's emptied into the in-basket and refiled at the back of the monthlies to represent November a year from now. This is a perpetual file, meaning that at any given time, it contains files for the next 31 days and the next 12 months. The big advantage of using file folders for your tickler system is that they allow you to store actual documents: the form that needs to be filled out on a certain day, the memo that needs to be reviewed then, the telephone note that needs action on a specific date, etc. In order for the system to work, you must update it every day. If you leave town or don't access the file on the weekend, you must be sure to check the folders for the days you'll be away before you go. Your calendar can serve the same function as a Tickler file. You might remind yourself on your calendar for March 15th, for example, that your taxes are due in a month, or for September 12th that Swan Lake will be presented by the Bolshoi at the Civic Auditorium in 6 weeks. Reference material. Many things that come your way require no action but have intrinsic value as information. You will want to keep and be able to retrieve these as needed. They can be stored in paper-based or digital form. Paper-based material, anything from the menu for a local takeout deli to the plans, drawings, and vendor information for a landscape project, is best stored in efficient physical retrieval systems. These can range from pages in a loose-leaf planner or notebook for a list of favorite restaurants, to whole file cabinets dedicated to the paperwork for a corporate merger. Electronic storage can include everything from networked database information to ad hoc reference and archive folders. The most important thing to remember here is that reference should be exactly that: information that can be easily referred to when required.